Hey girl, what's up? I know it's late, but I knew you'd pick it up. Nah, I ain't drunk. Okay, maybe I do have a little buzz, but that song came on and I just thought what harm could come from one little call. I know you say you're taking, but I say, girl, you're taking too long to tell them that it's over. With him, break up with him. I know you don't want to break his heart, but that ain't no good reason to be keeping us apart. Look, just tell him it's you, it ain't him. Or maybe you could lie to him and say you'll still be friends. Whatever you got to say to get through to him that you ain't in love. Come on, you can't deny that you and I kind of fit like a glove. So tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Rip it off just like a band. It ain't my business to be all up in, but I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. I know that you're so done with him, break up with him, break up with him. You, I tell him that it's over, then bring it on over. Stringing him along any longer, girl, is just wasting precious time. Girl, you know it can't wait. Just rip it off like a band-aid. Yeah, I know I said it, but I'll say it again. I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him. The way you look at me, girl, you can't pretend. Then break up with him. Just break up with him.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, The U.S. Responds. I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. military launching retaliatory strikes in Syria and Iraq in response to the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. President Biden in a statement says, quote, our response began today. It will continue at times and places of our choosing. The Pentagon says the initial strikes hit 85 targets in 8 locations used by Iran-backed militants. The U.S. trying to deter militants and at the same time avoid a wider conflict. ABC's Marcus Moore is in Amman, Jordan.
The tension that we have experienced here won't be going anywhere anytime soon. And certainly what we've heard from people here in the region is that they are very much concerned about the impact that this retaliation, this operation will have on the potential for this conflict to continue to escalate and to spread.
Earlier, President Biden attended the dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base and met with the families of the fallen soldiers. This is ABC News. A crime-fighting robot now out of a job.
It was just last September that New York Mayor Eric Adams announced the arrival of the K-5 Nightscope, a robotic police officer resembling a large trash can on wheels, which was to use facial recognition to stop crime. But after just 4 months, the RoboCop program has been powered down. K-5 sitting in the corner of a vacant storefront in the Times Square subway station. Officers will have to do without the K-5, which couldn't climb stairs, needed frequent charging, and required 2 human cops to protect it from potential vandals. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
In Michigan, closing arguments wrapped up in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbly today. The judge telling jurors to return to court on Monday to hear instructions and begin deliberations. Crumbly's son, Ethan, killed four people and injured seven others after opening fire at Oxford High School in 2021. His parents accused of ignoring his mental health struggles and giving him the gun. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. A pair of experts hired by the state Supreme Court to examine proposed legislative maps say a pair of maps submitted by Republicans continue to be political gerrymanders. They determine that even if Democrats get the majority of statewide seats in future elections, the maps drawn up by the legislature and the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty would still give the majority of assembly and state senate seats to Republicans. They stop short of calling four maps drawn up by Democrats as constitutional because only the Supreme Court can make that decision. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the state will receive $6 million as part of a settlement with a firm that helped to market opioids. As part of that settlement with Publicus Health, a global health marketing company, the company has agreed to recognize the harm its conduct has caused, though it hasn't said how it will do that. The agreement also says communities hit hardest by the opioid crisis will be getting more financial support. That's news. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Snowmobiling is a great way to find your adventure in Wisconsin. With thousands of trails to explore, there's always something new to discover. No matter where you ride, think smart before you start. Wear a helmet and dress for the weather. Check with area bait shops for local ice conditions. Never drink and ride. Every year, we lose snowmobilers to crashes that could have been prevented. Reach your destination safely every time. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wi.gov.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and upper 40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week. Several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, look who it is. Last call about a gig. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again.
Lynch, Mackenzie Parter, Catfish cruising right along on this Friday, Groundhog Day. By the way, it's going to be an early spring. Punxsutawney Phil did not see, right? Did not see his shadow. Well, here you go. A quickie Friday pop quiz. Almost 60% of people admit they've done this while shopping and forgot where they parked. So excited about everything that they bought that they forgot where they parked. Have you done that?
Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Dobie Buffaloes from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Caught a movie on day 14. day 67. She said, I love you to me. Oh, what a feeling. What a wonderful emotion. Yeah, what a life. Counting my blessings and knowing. Ooh, we had our ups and downs. Chance to leave, but chose to stay. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day 116, I asked her what she was doing for the rest of my life. Day 189, oh, I almost lost that girl. Pride. But she said I do on day 482 and gave me a son on day 761. Oh, what a feeling. What a wonderful emotion. That's 50 years. Yeah, here's to you and me. Oh, what a feeling. What a wonderful emotion. Yeah, what a life. Counting my blessings and knowing. Ooh, we had our ups and downs all along the way. She had a chance to. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. Day one, I thank God I said hello on Fifth Avenue.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
World on Fire, Nate Smith. So here's the big question. Do you like your job? Do you love your job? No? Huh? Maybe change jobs? Well, everybody loves to complain about work, but a new post out has users sharing the jobs they've had and really enjoyed. Thousands of responses have come in, including toy designer as a job they like. Pool cleaner. Well, pool cleaner, that's stressful. Running around in your bathing suit cleaning pools. Some of the jobs shared are high-paying careers like anesthesiologist. Well, it pays a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. While others are low stress and fun like pet sitting and working at a used bookstore. Fun jobs. Now, if somebody would pay me like 80 grand a year to go over and clean up, you know, people, there's actually jobs where people clean up behind your dog because you're too lazy to pick it up in the backyard, you know, number two. Pay me 80 grand a year, I'm in.
Corbin leaves the crew. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with Sports. The Brewers have parted company with their best pitcher, maybe their best player, dealing ace Corbin Burns to the Baltimore Orioles for three players. Prospects D.L. Hall, a left-handed pitcher, and Joey Ortiz, an infielder, as well as the Orioles' 34th overall competitive balance draft pick this year. General Manager Matt Arnold said that Ortiz could be in the mix for the starting third base job when spring training opens up later this month. Moving on to hockey, it's the border battle for the ages starting tonight as Wisconsin plays host to Minnesota. Nationally, Wisconsin is ranked fourth. Minnesota is ninth. The puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Tokyo Olympic bronze medalist and Waukesha County native Molly Seidel is withdrawn from the U.S. Olympic marathon trials because of a knee injury. Seidel became just the third American woman to ever medal in the Olympic marathon 3 years ago. College basketball coming up tomorrow. Number 9 Marquette travels to Georgetown for a 1 p.m. tip-off. Number 6 Wisconsin hosts Purdue on Sunday. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
He said I was in my lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went 3 times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu. And I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I watched an eagle as it was flying. And he said, someday
locally, Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Jacob was a dirt poor farm boy, raised at the fork in the road in a clapboard house. Rachel was a land baron's daughter, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Her daddy said he wouldn't stand Rachel to waste her life with a common man. He tried hard to keep them apart, but you can't draw lines in a young girl. Her world, head over heels.
never forgive them. Nothing melts a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me. He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, listen, child, once upon a time.
Music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It was always hotter than the grease she used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. A cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard down at a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn until my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing, if every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen, yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house, yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house.
Hey, hey, there's Thomas Rhett, Morgan Wallen. My name is Catfish, and I'm loaded up with Randy Travis ready to go. Kenny Chesney's going to be here, going to be out on that big stadium tour with Zach Brown coming up soon. That'll be here before you know it. Hey, spring's coming. According to Punxsutawney Phil, it's going to be here sooner than you think, which is good, right? Yeah, did not see his shadow today. That means early spring. Anyway, I digress. Also got Kane Brown ready to go in a few.
Heading to L.A.
It's always a lot of nerves going out there because it's the start of a new year.
Suarez doing double duty.
The NASCAR Mexico Series is going to be racing the same day as the Cup Series.
Oh, man, it's funny. I think he's joking half the time.
Mark Caro and PRN's Garage Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride.
120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, race fans. You may have seen that the 2024 NASCAR schedule includes an earlier trip to New Hampshire Motor Speedway. New England's only NASCAR weekend is moving up 3 weeks. This just means that we have less time to wait until we welcome you back to the Magic Mile for a wicked fast, wicked fun weekend of thrilling on-track action. Keep an eye on NHMS.com as we count down to New England's only NASCAR weekend right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway.
Once upon a time, Daniel Suarez cut his teeth on the Mexico Series. And for the first time, that circuit is going to compete in America as part of Sunday's Busch Light Clash at the L.A. Coliseum. That means Suarez is going to be pulling double duty, going after two checkered flags.
I came from that series, you know. It's a series that runs 12 races a year. All those races are already in the country of Mexico. So to be able to come to the United States, come to the LA race, which we have known how big that event is, and to race the same day on the Cup Series is a big deal. I'm extremely happy for that, and also for me to be part of the event, to race with my old team, with my old mechanics. Some of those mechanics are still there. You know, the last time I raced there was 10 years ago. It's been a lot of fun. I have enjoyed so much this process and really looking forward to have fun, and hopefully we can get a trophy in the process.
William Byron is also hoping to capture the big hardware.
I think we finished 10th last year and 6th the year before, and we were really good in our heat race last year. Just feel like the track, it's difficult. It's tricky to pass, and the rumble strips, and it's always a lot of nerves going out there, I feel like, because it's the start of a new year and a lot of excitement around the event, so I'm excited.
And the other night, Bubba Wallace attended a New York Knicks basketball game at Madison Square Garden, and the team put out a picture on social media of him sitting courtside. But they cropped out his best buddy right beside Bubba, Cup champ Ryan Blaney.
Progressive knows we're all trying to save right now.
So no pick sixes, no blitzes, no sacks.
Nope, none of that. But there's this cool move called a balestra. Oh, I think that was it. Or maybe it was that. I don't know, I'm still learning.
So fencing tickets are cheaper than football, huh?
Yeah, but hey, now we know what a counter parry is.
Do we?
Progressive offers you savings without sacrifice. So save big when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Tyler Reddick led 51 laps and could have won the inaugural Busch Light Clash at the L.A. Coliseum if not for a mechanical failure, and a year ago came home top 10. It's why odds makers have made him one of the favorites this weekend, and he was asked if his four-year-old son, Beau, understood how important it is to win.
Oh, man, it's funny. I think he's joking half the time, but, like, goodness, I don't know where we were. I think it was, like, the Roval, for example. He was like, Dad, you would have just won if you just wrecked everyone in front of you. That's all I had to do.
Mark Garrow in PRN's Garage Pass, sponsored by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I lost my heart on the day we met, but I gained a lot that I don't regret. Then I hung around till you said I'd do. I knew I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, it changed my thinking when you changed your name, and neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get get lost, cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold, dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. Didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost, cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on colder night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. And a drink in my hand with no bottle. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problems. No problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle. And no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. And no shoes, and no shirt, and no problem. No problems.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
see you by the bar. Skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it.
Feel it in the air. It is Kane Brown. Catfish. Just hang it out. Let's see. Let's check out some country music news. Chris Young is thanking his fans for their support following his arrest by releasing a new single. The country star announced on social media today, so it's really nice to see the charges get dismissed. Apparently, there was some kind of misunderstanding. It's not something I wish anybody had to go through, but like I said, the bright spot was seeing just all the love and support. So, yeah, rest, you probably heard. I don't know, they said he was being obnoxious, maybe had too much drink, but apparently that wasn't the case. Weird, huh? Chris Young's a good guy. Jelly Roll teased his new Super Bowl commercial for Uber Eats on Instagram. Check that out. Also, Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd have finalized their divorce. That's a done deal. Always hate to hear about those, but hey, sometimes it just doesn't work out right.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James Black Boots, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The objective with this new line was basically to create a collection of boots that were going to be elevated, quality made, using the finest materials and craftsmanship available. Some of the key quality construction details that carry throughout the line would be premium cowhide lining, hand-nailed leather soles, and simplistic design. Cody James Black, only at Boot Barn.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and upper 40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week. Several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
at Marge's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up, the song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Marge's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered at a reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped to every one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.